Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to another in the series of Read the Word. Here we are tonight, diligently moving through this thing. And tonight, we have David's greatest sin. And we're going to deal with that. Encourage you to not live there. There'll be a lot of Psalms about this. David wrote a lot about it. And we got to realize that you and I are in the new covenant, the better covenant, and it's better promises. We don't have to have the Day of Atonement. And not only do we get to live sin-free, we get to be filled with Jesus' righteousness. They could only be covered by the blood of a bull or a goat, the ashes of a heifer. You and I get to be washed, purged, cleansed by the very blood of Jesus. And thank you, Lord, for that in Jesus' mighty name. Now, let's pray our opening prayer tonight. Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you today, so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith, so that I will be rooted and grounded in love and be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height. So I will know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge. I may be filled with all the fullness of God. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. Well, here we go. 2 Samuel chapter 11. It happened in the spring of the year, at the time when kings go out to battle, that David sent Joab and his servants with him and all Israel. And they destroyed the people of Ammon and besieged Raba. But David remained at Jerusalem. Happened one evening that David arose from his bed and walked on the roof of the king's house. Normal thing for the king to do. And from the roof, he saw a woman bathing, and the woman was very beautiful to behold. David then sent and inquired about the woman. Someone said, "Is this not Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam, the wife of Uriah the Hittite?" David sent messengers and took her. And she came to him, and he lay with her, for she was cleansed from her impurity. And she returned to her house. And the woman conceived, so she sent and told David, and said, "I am with child." David sent to Joab, saying, "Send me Uriah the Hittite." And Joab sent Uriah to David. When Uriah had come to David, David asked how Joab was doing, how the people were doing, and how the war prospered. David said to Uriah, "Go down to your house and wash your feet." So Uriah went to the king's house, and a gift of food from the king followed him. But Uriah slept at the door of the king's house with all the servants of his lord and did not go down to his house. So when they told David, saying, "Uriah did not go down to his house," David said to Uriah, "Did you not come from a journey? Why did you not go down to your house?" Uriah said to David, "The ark and Israel and Judah are dwelling in tents. And my lord Joab and the servants of my lord are encamped in the open fields. Shall I then go to my house to eat and drink and lie with my wife? As you live and as your soul lives, I will not do this thing. David said to Uriah, wait here today also. Tomorrow I'll let you depart. So Uriah remained in Jerusalem that day and the next. And David called him, he ate and drank before him, and he made him drunk. He went out to lie on his bed with the servant of his Lord, but he did not go down to his house. In the morning it happened that David wrote a letter to Joab and sent it by the hand of Uriah. And he wrote in the letter saying, set Uriah in the forefront of the hottest battle and retreat from him, that he may be struck down and die. So it was while Joab besieged the city that he signed Uriah to a place where he knew there were valiant men. Then the men of the city came out and fought with Joab, and some of the people of the servants of David fell, and Uriah the Hittite died also. And Joab sent and told David all the things concerning the war, and charged the messenger, saying, when you have finished telling the matters of the war to the king, if it happens that the king's wrath rises, and he says to you, why did you approach so near to the city when you fought? Did you not know they would shoot from the wall? Who struck Abimelech, the son of Jerubbaal? Was it not a woman who cast a piece of millstone on him from the wall? So he died in Thebes? Why did you go near the wall? Then you shall say, your servant Uriah the Hittite is dead also. So the messenger went and came to David and told all that Joab had sent by him. The messenger said to David, surely the men prevailed against us and came out to us in the field. We drove them back as far as the entrance of the gate. The archers shot from the wall at your servants. Some of the king's servants are dead, and your servant Uriah the Hittite is dead also. David said to the messenger, thus shall you say to Joab, do not let this thing displease you, for the sword devours one as well as another. Strengthen your attack against the city. Overthrow it. So he encouraged him. And the wife of Uriah heard that Uriah, her husband, was dead. She mourned for her husband. And when her mourning was over, David sent and brought her to his house. She became his wife and bore him a son. But the thing that David had done displeased the Lord. Like severely displeased the Lord. 740, chapter 12. Then the Lord sent Nathan to David, and he came to him and said to him, there were two men in one city, one rich and the other poor. The rich man had exceedingly many flocks and herds. But the poor man had nothing except one little ewe lamb, which he brought and nourished and grew it up together with him and with his children, and ate of his own food and drank from his own cup and lay in his own bosom, and it was like a daughter to him. And a traveler came to the rich man and refused to take from his own flock and from his own herd to prepare for one of the wayfaring men who had come to him. But he took the poor man's lamb and prepared it for the man who had come to him. David's anger was greatly aroused against the man. Said to Nathan, as the Lord lives, the man who has done this shall surely die. He shall restore fourfold for the lamb because he did this thing, because he had no pity. Verse 7, Nathan said to David, you are the man. Thus says the Lord God of Israel, I anointed you king over Israel, and I delivered you from the hand of Saul. I gave you your master's house and your master's wives into your keeping, and gave you the house of Israel and Judah. And if it had been too little, I would have also given you much more. Why have you despised the commandment of the Lord to do evil in his sight? You have killed Uriah the Hittite with a sword. You have taken his wife to be your wife, and have killed him with the sword of the people of Ammon. Now therefore the sword shall never depart from your house, because you've despised me and have taken the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be your wife. Thus says the Lord, behold, I will rise up adversity against you, and from your own house I'll take your wives before your eyes and give them to your neighbors. He shall lie with your wives in the sight of the sun, for you did it secretly, but I will do this thing before all Israel, before the sun. So David said to Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. And Nathan said to David, the Lord also has put away your sin. You shall not die. However, because by this deed you have given great occasion to the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme, the child also who is born to you shall surely die. Then Nathan departed to his house. And the Lord struck the child that Uriah's wife bore to David, and it became ill. David therefore pleaded with God for the child. And David fasted and went in and lay all night on the ground. Elders of his house arose and went to him to raise him up from the ground, but he would not, nor did he eat food with them. Then on the seventh day it came to pass that the child died. Servants of David were afraid to tell him that the child was dead, for they said, indeed, while the child was alive, we spoke to him and he would not heed our voice. How can we tell him that the child is dead? He may do some harm. When David saw that his servants were whispering, David perceived that the child was dead. Therefore, David said to his servants, is the child dead? And they said, he is dead. David arose from the ground, washed and anointed himself, changed his clothes, and he went into the house of the Lord and worshiped. Then he went to his own house, and when he requested, they set food before him, and he ate. Then his servants said to him, what is this that you have done? You fasted and wept for the child while he was alive. When the child died, you rose and ate food. And he said, while the child was alive, I fasted and wept. For I said, who can tell whether the Lord will be gracious to me, that the child may live? But now he is dead. Why should I fast? Can I bring him back again? I shall go to him, but he shall not return to me. Pretty serious. 24. Then David comforted Bathsheba, his wife, and went into her and lay with her. So she bore a son, and he called his name Solomon. Now the Lord loved him, and he sent word by the hand of Nathan the prophet. So he called his name Jedidiah because of the Lord. Now Joab fought against Reba of the people of Ammon and took the royal city. And Joab sent messengers to David, and he said, I fought against Reba, and I have taken the city's water supply. Now, therefore, gather the rest of the people together in the camp against the city and take it, lest I take the city and it be called after my name. David gathered all the people together and went to Reba, fought against it, and took it. And he took their king's crown from his head. Its weight was a talent of gold with precious stones. It was set on David's head. Also, he brought out the spoil of the city into great abundance. And he brought out the people who were in it. And he put them to work with saws and iron picks and iron axes and made them cross over to the brickworks. So he did to all the cities of the people of Ammon. Then David and all the people turned to Jerusalem. Now, 1 Chronicles chapter 20. And some of you thought you was messed up and sinned severely. That's a severe sin. Very wicked. And we'll probably read it in the next couple of days, but David writes Psalm 51 about that. Here we go. 1 Chronicles chapter 20. Reba is conquered. Happened in the spring of the year at the time kings go out to battle that Joab led out the armed forces and ravaged the country of the people of Ammon and came and besieged Reba. But David stayed at Jerusalem and Joab defeated Reba and overthrew it. Then David took their king's crown from his head and found it to weigh a talent of gold. And there were precious stones in it. And it was set on David's head. Also, he brought out the spoil of the city in great abundance. And he brought out the people who were in it, put them to work with saws and iron picks and axes. David did to all the cities of the people of Ammon. Then David and all the people returned to Jerusalem. Verse 4. Now it happened afterward that war broke out at Gezer with the Philistines, at which time Sibekai, the Hushathite, killed Sipai, who was one of the sons of the giant, and they were subdued. And there was war with the Philistines, and Elhanan, the son of Jair, killed Lami, the brother of Goliath, the Gittite, the shaft of whose spear was like a weaver's beam. Yet again there was war at Gath, where there was a man of great stature, 24 fingers, and toes, 6 on each hand and 6 on each foot. And he also was born to the giant. So when he defied Israel, Jonathan, the son of Shemaiah, David's brother, killed him. These were born to the giant in Gath, and they fell by the hand of David and by the hand of his servants. So not only was David a giant killer, all of these men became giant killers, just like their leader. And the guy had 6 fingers and 6 toes. And these were David's mighty men. And now, let's circle the wagons on this day. Maybe you are a part of a divorce situation, bad marriage situation, and tonight has caused you to say, this morning has caused you to say, wow, where I'm at. Remember this, you and I are in the dispensation, the time period of God's grace and his love and his mercy. And some things aren't repairable, but God will always restore the years the locusts have eaten. And maybe you're somebody that's murdered somebody. That's interesting. God will forgive you. God forgave David. That was wicked what he did. God forgave Saul of Tarsus, who was killing Christians in the name of God. There's nobody that's too far from God. But you got to turn. And you got to walk in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. So, I encourage you to keep walking with God every day. And maybe you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, never been born again, never been reconciled to the Father, all these different terms for the same thing. I want to give you that opportunity right now tonight. It's time to get serious with God. This earth ain't going to go much longer, guys. The wickedness and the debauchery that's on this earth, God is going to come down here and end this thing. And let the Antichrist have its 7 years, and you and I will be in heaven for 7 years in the marriage supper of the Lamb. But you got to be born again. There is no other way to heaven than Jesus. If you pray this prayer with me right now, you will be right with God. Father, in the name of Jesus, you pray. I know I need you in my life every day. You pray. And according to John 3:16, when I believe in you, you give me everlasting life, and I will not perish. Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. And you rose again on the third day for me. I receive you into my life right now, Jesus. All of your love, say it, all of your mercy, all of your grace, all of your righteousness filling every part of my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. So I live in power. Understand the word of God. Pray in my heavenly language and live a successful life as a believer every day. I pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen and amen and amen. Welcome to the family of God. I know it's like a rush. It's like, wow, what's going on the inside of me? What's going on in the inside of you is Jesus, the author and finisher of faith, just came to live within you. And the opposite of faith is fear. He just wiped out all the fear because faith came in you. And Jesus is the light of the world. And his light just flooded your whole being. When you said, I receive all of your love, mercy, grace, and righteousness, all of that just filled you. See, how it works is he fills you with his power. And then you beat this sin. People try to be a Christian for God without first being filled with God. We can't do it. The human don't have any ability to do that. God has to come in, and then he gives you the ability. And he's now living in you. That's really cool. The Father just looked at Jesus and said, adopt him into the family, and you are now an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. How cool is that? Literally, you're an heir of God Almighty. Like, literally. And your responsibility from now on is to walk with God every day of your life. You might even say, I don't even know how to do that. Just wake up in the morning and start talking to him like he's your father, because he is. And he is going to help you walk with him every day. I'll be here. I'm here to help you get your mind, your will, and your emotion, your soulish realm in order. And then prophesy the word of God to you every day. Give you some place to sow seed, be a part, be a partner. Help us go get the gospel preached around the world. 37 nations are receiving from this ministry in one way or another. Every day. In Jesus' mighty name. Welcome to the kingdom. Shoot me an email. Send me a text. Send me a letter, postcard, something. Let us know where you're listening from, because we really want to know, because we want to be a blessing to you. Remember, Sunday morning we'll be receiving communion right here on this program, and it'll be a blessing, and we welcome you to receive it with us. There's a link right down there in the comments, in the notes, I mean, that is a link to the whole playlist that has every one of these Read the Words in it, all the way from Genesis 1:1 to where we are today. And any of your friends that want to read the word like this, start them in Genesis. Tell them, just listen and get caught up. And it'll be a blessing to them. Remember this. This day is very short. As soon as Russia starts for Israel, the rapture is any day. That's our next cue in world prophecy, is that Russia is going to say, I'm coming after Israel. And at that moment, God drags him out of the north, wipes out Russia in one day, and you and I are raptured off of this earth. So don't be playing around. You got to know the things of God in Jesus' mighty name. Until we see you again, this is what we say. Remember this. We love you, and God loves you. Jesus is Lord. See you soon.